Becoming a carer is complex, but when a carer is part of the LGBTIQ plus community, it's more challenging than expected. According to Carers Queensland, between 15 and 30% of the LGBTIQ plus population is currently in a caring role, facing challenges like discrimination, isolation, and access to affordable, inclusive services. To hear more about the challenges and service access, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Regional Manager at Carers Queensland, Rebecca Binion.
I think I've seen research that says up to 30% of LGBT adults identify as carers, which is a huge number. What we know about being part of the LGBT community is that people can struggle to feel comfortable with mainstream services. So when they're reaching out for support, they don't feel like they might be treated with respect for their identity. Their relationships might be not seen as equal. Even though we have legislation that protects that, obviously it's about how we feel. And we know that in our community, lots of LGBTQIA plus people are actually dealing with trauma. And as a result, they're really hypervigilant about whether they're going to be accepted and treated well in community. So the big issue for carers is not just the burden of care and the responsibility that goes with it. It's about being able to access supports that are relevant to them and safe for them, where they will feel safe and accepted. And the same for the people they care for. So we know that for a lot of people with disability and a lot of elderly people, actually getting services that are LGBTQIA friendly is a real challenge. So if you're a carer and say you're looking for some respite care, getting that service that is going to respect your partner or your child or your parent for who they are is quite the challenge. And Carers Queensland is really interested in how we can work with the LGBT community and find better ways for people to do that. And we as a service have a safe channel for people to access. So you can contact us on our rainbow@carerscqueensland.com.au email address. And when you get a response from us, it'll be from one of our LGBTQIA staff, because we have about 10 to 14% of our staff as LGBTQIA plus.
So what is Carers Queensland advocating, you know, on a state level or even a federal government, if you're doing that work, on giving better access to support for the LGBTIQ plus community?
Well, look, I think very much our sort of advocacy work is something that's in its infancy. As an organisation, we are promoting sort of general supports at the moment because we know there's not even enough mainstream supports. We are using our connections with LGBT community and our staff to inform the types of things that we're asking for. So I'm wearing a T-shirt today that on the back it says Stronger Together, and it's got the flags of First Nations representatives, symbols that represent disability, LGBT community and the multicultural community. And that's because we firmly believe that any services and supports and improvements in services for community need to be made so that all of those communities can feel safe and able to access them. So we understand that there's a lot of intersectionality, obviously, in carers, but also in the LGBT community. So services need to be tailored and they need to be culturally safe.
And where can the public know more about the services Carers Queensland provide and their other services that you can let us know about?
So you can contact us on carersqueensland.com.au. You can just go to our website. If you want to contact us with a specific question, once again, contact us at rainbow@carerscqueensland.com.au, and one of our lovely LGBTQIA plus staff will respond to you. And if you let us know if you'd rather have a phone call or an email or a text, we'll do that. We've also got a 1300 number, which is on the website. So please contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And we really want to work with community to get better services and supports for carers and for the people they care for. The reason actually behind me wearing this Stronger Together message on the back of our T-shirt is that we recently lost a very valued member of our leadership team, who was originally from El Salvador. And she was just a beautiful woman who embodied the sense that inclusion is about everybody. She wasn't LGBT, but she came to every one of the marches over the last 4 years since she's been working with us, and always came with her son. And we just said, you know, to honour her, we really are motivated and driven to the idea that inclusion really is about everybody, and that includes in the LGBT community. We've got to do a better job at working with each other and supporting people and understanding the struggles that each of the communities have and that we're often fighting the same fight for services, for support and for understanding of our experience and for respect for our identity. So
Rebecca Binion from Carers Queensland there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.